This is a Triple J podcast.
Has feminism gone too far? Is misogyny getting worse? Well, the answer to those questions depends on who you ask. G'day, I'm Dave Marchese, with you for Hack's Deep Dive of the Week. We're getting into the world of the manosphere. Because there's been a lot of research released over the past few weeks into the role the manosphere is playing in shaping attitudes of young men. The findings are pretty alarming.
21% of teenage boys think that they have a right to control their girlfriends and who their girlfriends talk to online, what their girlfriends post online.
In a bit, you're going to hear our chat with Dr. Lisa Portland. She researches this exact thing.
I wouldn't necessarily say that it can all be blamed on social media and dating apps and the internet. It is becoming far more general public.
Yeah, we'll have more on that soon. But first, Hack reporter Alice Angeloni's been asking people how they feel about feminism.
Do you think feminism has gone too far?
I don't think so.
I think sometimes women want the best of both worlds.
Feminism, misogyny, and the relationship between men and women. If you spend time online, you'll be seeing these things debated a lot.
They want everything, but then they also want to do the male role as well.
I feel like feminism gets a bad rap just because it's very outspoken, but it's the direct opposite to what misogyny is.
And with two big pieces of research out in the past week on young people's attitudes to these topics, we've been doing some surveying ourselves, asking young people in the Sydney CBD today.
Some people probably use the movement negatively, but I think the concept on a whole is probably pretty spot on.
And in regional Australia here in Coffs Harbour.
I wouldn't really think that I got enough information about it.
I don't know too much about it.
We'll get into the research in a sec, but first the context. The social platforms we're all spending a lot of time on every day and what we watch on TV.
I'm not interested in having girlfriends.
I don't want someone that's going to bring masculine energy to a relationship.
Most women are conceited and superficial.
You're just friend-zoned and you're distracted.
Never ever crash out about a bitch.
Talking to people today, reality TV came up a bit, particularly this drama on Channel 9's Married at First Sight.
I've seen maps of like on there though.
It's around groom Tyson, who said he wants a submissive wife.
She's definitely not the submissive type, that's for sure. There's been a couple of times where I felt a little bit emasculated. Even during the wedding day, she asked me if I'd be a house husband. No, I wouldn't be a house husband. So what would you call it then? Like, if I didn't want someone so challenging and dominant in a relationship.
Well, are you saying that you want to be with someone who doesn't challenge you?
Essentially.
He's terrible. It's not how anyone should speak or treat the opposite gender or anyone in general.
So behind all the noise, what are young people taking away from all this? Dr. Sarah Meager is a researcher at Melbourne Uni.
The rate with which Australians are expressing that feminism has gone too far, that we need to do some, like, actively resist feminism, I think should have us concerned.
Sarah Meager and her colleagues have been surveying 2,300 adults and 1,100 teenagers aged between 13 and 17. Their full paper isn't published yet, but she says some of the findings are already a surprise.
21% of teenage boys think that they have a right to control their girlfriends and, you know, who their girlfriends talk to online, what their girlfriends post.
The survey is nationally representative and had 300 questions on topics like misogyny, gender roles, violence against women, and radical ideologies. Between men and women and between different generations, there were some big variations.
Believing that women lie about domestic and sexual violence. 40% of teenage boys expressed agreement with this attitude.
One trend is that teenagers and young men seem to have stronger negative views about women than older guys.
There's one question that says, sometimes women bother me just by being around. 30% of teenage boys agreed with that sentiment, compared to 15% of adult men.
Sarah Meager also says teenage girls weren't too far behind.
I mean, sure, 26% of teenage boys are agreeing with our incel measures, but so are 18% of teenage girls.
Globally, the polling company Ipsos also released some stats this week. Across 29 countries, including Australia, it found more than half of people believe gender equality has gone too far, while half of men said the push for equality between men and women had tipped into discrimination against men. There was also a big difference in thinking about the future. Only 40% of men thought they'd have a better life than their dads, compared to 55% of women when asked about their mums. So can relationships between men and women improve from here? Well, on the streets today, a lot of people weren't too confident.
I feel like some days it gets better and then something happens and then you're like, okay, we're right back to where we started.
You're listening to Hack on Triple J.
Alice Angeloni reporting there. All right, let's dive into this a little deeper now with Dr. Lisa Portland, a researcher and author who spends a lot of time looking at this stuff. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us on Hack.
Thank you for having me.
I'm just going to put some figures to you first. More than 30% of Gen Z men saying a wife should always obey the husband. More than 2 out of 5 Aussies feeling that things have gone far enough when it comes to giving women equal rights. And 30% of men saying they should never say I love you to a friend. What do you think when you hear some of those figures and statistics?
Look, I think that they should be more shocking to me, but they're not, because this kind of rise of the manosphere and of boys in particular, so Gen Z having these sentiments, is not particularly new. So we've kind of seen a rise in this since around 2021. There's been a whole heap of research, of which the two research pieces that you played previously are part of, which indicate that there's this growing sense amongst young men that, you know, feminism has gone too far, that there are now unequal rights that sway in the women's favour. And obviously a lot of this kind of negative sentiment directed towards women.
We've got people on the text line now. Someone says, the way referring to women just as females used to be an incel indicator, where now it's such a common way people refer to women, I feel like we're headed backwards, that person says. Another person saying, I feel like all of this is because of Andrew Tate. I mean, there is this big want, desire to find the cause of some of these trends, Lisa. And obviously Andrew Tate, the manosphere, is one of those things that people point to. Is it as simple as that? What do you think?
Yeah, look, I mean, my research kind of sits in that space of women, gender, digital intimacy, dating apps, social media, et cetera. So certainly there is the impact of the Andrew Tates, of the manosphere, of dating apps, which are quite a misogynistic kind of landscape. You know, a lot of these technologies are sort of built by programmers, so to speak, from Silicon Valley. So, you know, there are sort of sexist elements that are built into those technologies in terms of who's hot and who's not, the disposability of relationships, etc. But I wouldn't necessarily say that it can all be blamed on social media and on dating apps and the internet. It's certainly kind of eking into the mainstream, into, you know, television programs. So I would say that it is becoming far more general public.
There was this recent controversy on Married at First Sight on MAFS, where a contestant made headlines for saying he wants a submissive wife, dislikes woke women. What have you made of those comments? I imagine you've seen them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is really concerning. So I think this is a mainstreaming of these views around submission, obedience, etc. And, you know, while I do understand that reality television programs like MAFS are dramatized, that, you know, producers are there to get the ratings, they're not really there for social impact or anything along those lines. But I think putting someone like that on the program kind of sets the tone that this is a behavior that is acceptable by the mainstream and by the general public. And while we watch these programs and know that they're reality television, and we know that there are storylines and all that sort of stuff behind them, it's very easy to kind of think that these are behaviors that can be brought forward within the relationship domain.
We're hearing from you on the text line. Someone says, some men take what feminism fights against as a personal attack and get defensive. Another person saying, it's such a sad world when men want to put women in a box. There's going to be a lot of single men in the future. Women are not going to stand for this. But then we've got a couple of other messages. We've got Carlos, who says, everyone talks about misogyny. What about misandry? Talking about that word referring to hatred of men. And George in Sydney says, equality isn't the problem, but it's the fact that women want more equality without actually treating men and women equally. That does seem to be a sentiment that we are getting on our text line now, Lisa. What do you say to that?
Well, I think it's a little bit curious, to be honest, because I think the concept of feminism, there needs to be sort of like a level of education around it. You know, it's not as if feminism is saying that the end of men or anything along those lines. It's really around equality. You know, it's about equal rights from a financial perspective, from an emotional labor perspective, from a labor perspective within the home and also externally within the workplace. You know, we're hyper-conscious that the wage gap is still there and all those different elements. So I think that there needs to be sort of a bit of a rebranding around the word feminism because, you know, and it needs to be seen within a positive light in terms of bringing those scales into balance as opposed to swinging them in either direction.
Do you think financial hardship could have something to do with this, that people are really struggling in life at the moment and looking for something to point the finger at, that they're saying, I'm not getting by and something's changed and maybe this is what's responsible?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. I think that the cost of living is having a major impact on, you know, a lot of people across Australia. And unfortunately, there is sort of that sense of pointing fingers towards what exactly is going on. And, you know, historically, women and migrants have been easy targets in terms of pointing those fingers, right? So there was a recent study, I think, that indicated that 63% of people felt like the cost of living crisis had had a negative impact on their romantic relationship.
Dr. Lisa Portal, an author and researcher, really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much.
That was a topic that really divided you on the text line this week, and it's something that we're going to stay across in the future too. Also worth pointing out that there's some research out of America that shows some young men do want to see vulnerable depictions of guys in the media. They don't align with traditional gender roles. So there are a lot of people out there who are saying it's a bit more complicated, maybe. Maybe the research doesn't quite capture exactly how things are, but there are definitely a lot of people who are worried about potential trends we could be seeing. Look, that is all we have time for on the podcast for now. Remember to follow us on Hack Socials if you want more of this kind of content, on TikTok, on Instagram, and subscribe to this podcast. I'll catch you next time. Hack.